will give you some announcements for you to remember. What I'm going to do, radio broadcast is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at 107.9 FM. I encourage you to listen in for that. I hope the Lord would bless you with it. So if you're near your radio, be sure to turn to Good Hope Through Grace, and that's our radio broadcast. I want to also encourage you to come back on Sunday evenings and on Wednesday nights. I'd love to see our folks come back to that, and you need to worship and hear God's word. So I encourage you to do that also. I've got used to wearing a mask, and I'm preaching one now, and I ain't gonna preach on one today because there's just two or three of us in the congregation. But you can get used to things, and I think it's good to always be in God's house. So that's all the announcements I have. Anybody got any other announcements? Everything's just pretty much the way that it is. So what we're going to do today is we're going to look at the book of Romans chapter 12, the book of Romans chapter 12 and the verse 12. Romans 12 and verse 12. This is a wonderful little verse of scripture. Really what I'm doing is covering the prayers of Paul. The prayers of Paul. And there's 27 prayers of Paul in the New Testament. So I'm going to be preaching on those prayers. And here in Romans 12, in verse 12, is just one verse, but it's filled with great teaching. So let me go ahead and read what we're going to be looking at this morning. It says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, and continuing instant in prayer." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we have the opportunity today to come out and preach, and we pray for those that are listening by way of the live stream, and we pray that you'd touch somebody's heart today, that perhaps somebody be saved today. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen. So here's our text again. It says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, and continuing instant in prayer." Now, one of our radio broadcasts is entitled "Good Hope Through Grace," but that's not what our title's going to be. But it goes together, really, I think. We are to rejoice in hope. And hope in the Bible is a whole lot different word than it is the way that we use it here today. Hope is a confident. Hope in the Bible is a confident expectation. So we rejoice in our hope. Whereas in our culture, hope is more of a wish. Here in West Virginia, I hope West Virginia wins the ball game this week or something. That's kind of the way that we use it. But we rejoice in the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. In the book of 2 Thessalonians 2, and if you can, you can turn there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verse 16. And this is where our radio broadcast comes from, in the verse 16 of 2 Thessalonians 2. If you want to mark it, you can. "Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and he's given us everlasting consolation." Now consolation means comfort. He gives us everlasting consolation. And this is something you'll remember right here. "And good hope through grace." And that's been our radio broadcast for a number of years. And it's a wonderful thing, beloved. It's a wonderful thing to have good hope. It's a wonderful thing to have good hope. We'll share some of the hopes that we have as Christians. We'll share some of the hopes that we have as Christians. And these are priceless. You can't put a price tag on them when you start to look at them. It says, let's go ahead and talk about some of these good hopes. We have, first of all, we have the good hope of heaven. We have the good hope of heaven. Can you imagine not having the expectation of going to heaven at the end of your days? I mean, what a vain life it would be without having heaven at the end of your days. I don't know who all's listening to this this broadcast, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I hope that you have everlasting life. I hope that you have this good hope of salvation. The good hope of salvation. You need that more than anything in the world. You don't know how long you're going to live here. None of us do. I'd like to think I got years and years and years to go, but I'm 60 years old now. The average lifespan is 70. That's only 10 years. That used to sound like 10 billion years in the past, but it's a wonderful thing to have this good hope because of God's grace. And I hope you have it. So our first good hope is what? We have the good hope of heaven. We're going to go to heaven one of these days. One of these days, if the Lord don't come, I'll die. But I still have a good hope. You got the confident expectation that Jeff Arthur will be in heaven. That's a confident expectation. So we have the good hope of heaven. What a horrible life it would be not to have the good hope of heaven at the end of your days. I mean, what in the world would it be to look forward to? What would you look forward to? I look forward to seeing my people that's in heaven. I got a lot of people in heaven now. I got a lot of people there. And I know where they're at. And I know I'm going to see them again. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That's a good hope, isn't it? That's a confident expectation. That's actually the meaning of the word, a confident expectation. So I got a good hope. My pop passed this past year, and his best friend, they both went to dialysis together. And he died, and we done his funeral, or his son done his funeral for him yesterday. And what would I think of? I thought, well, he's in heaven. He's in heaven, and Pop's up there with him. I just thought how wonderful that is. They went through all that dialysis for all those number of years, probably 10 years. And where are they at now? They're in heaven, and they're better than ever, far better than ever. They don't have to have dialysis for sure anymore. All those years, and that like we've said before, that dialysis ain't for sissies. I mean, it's a tough thing to watch them, especially what they have went through. So we have the good hope of heaven, and I couldn't imagine life without that. I don't know who all is listening to this broadcast, but I hope you have the good hope of heaven. And you don't have that good hope unless you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need to ask Him to save you. You need to ask Him to save you. And it's important that you do that. I go in and see people all the time. And one of the things, when I go in to see someone's in a hospital or someone's sick or whatever, the thing that I want to know when I go in is, are you saved? Have you trusted Jesus? Are you ready to go? If the Lord would come now, or if you die the next day or so, are you ready to go up? And that's what we want people to know. Why in the world does people live for the temporary things, but they forget the eternal things? It's hard to understand that. I want to live for the eternal things. And the eternal things is the things that the Lord gives you when you're born again. He gives you everlasting life. He gives you a home in the Father's house. You got a home in heaven, as I've already said. It's a wonderful thing to have this rejoicing in hope. Good hope. Like I said, our radio broadcast plays tomorrow, and it's called Good Hope Through Grace. So we rejoice in our hope. Man, do we ever. We rejoice in our hope. Okay? So this is Romans 12 and verse 12. I need to turn back to the text where we're at. It's just really going to be one verse. Romans 12 and verse 12. There's your word again in verse 12. Rejoicing in what again? Rejoicing in our hope. And let's talk a little bit about some of the hope we have. And I've done mention some of them. We have the good hope of heaven, don't we? We have the good hope of heaven. I can't imagine living this world without the expectation of going to heaven at the end of my days. I just can't imagine that. One of the things that bothers me more than anything else in the world is when someone dies without Jesus, and then you many times you do the funeral of it. It's a difficult task when the person didn't know Jesus. It's a difficult task when the person who dies never knew Jesus. So we have, when you're born again, we have the good hope of heaven. And are we going to go? Well, sure, we're going to go. Either by death or by rapture, either way, we're going to go. So we have the good hope of heaven. We got the good hope of seeing Jesus. We got the good hope of seeing Jesus. We have that song we sing at the church all the time. What a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. So we have the good hope of seeing Jesus. Can you imagine seeing Jesus? It's hard for me to imagine it. He lived here, you know, for 33 years, 2,000 years ago. It was a fact of history. It's a fact of history that he was here 2,000 years ago. It really was. And we have the good hope of seeing him. We have the good hope of seeing him. Which simply means we are going to see him. See, good hope, the word hope is a confident expectation. That's what it is. And not only do we rejoice in our hope, but we also have the good hope of seeing the Master. I want to see him. I want to see him. Our favorite anthem song at the Elizabeth Baptist Church is What a Day That'll Be. Now, beloved, I love that song, and it's a true song. It's a true song. One of these days, we're going to go to glory. One of these days, we're going to see our people that died in Christ. One of these days, we're going to be there. One of these days, we're going to be here. What does people do that don't have everlasting life? I mean, what does people live for? People live for the temporary, but they forget the eternal. The eternal things is what matters. When people live for the earthly things, everything they got, they're going to leave behind. You want your riches to go with you when you die. Let me say it one more time. You want your riches to go with you when you die. It's a wonderful thing to have this everlasting life. We got the good hope of heaven, but we also have the good hope of seeing Jesus. And that's what I look forward to seeing him. I just can't imagine seeing him, but it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. I'm either going to see him by death, or I'll see him by rapture, either way. By death or either way, I'm going to see him. I just can't imagine it. I think about some of our loved ones here at the church over the years that sung that song all those years and things. I think about it a lot. But what a wonderful thing it is to know that when you have a family member or a friend and they knew Christ Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that you'll see them again? I think that's a great one of the greatest things there is about being saved, is you'll see them again. You never say goodbye for the last time. And I'll see you later. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That's why we sing that song, What a Day That Will Be. All right, we have the good hope of heaven. We have the good hope of seeing Jesus. We have the good hope of seeing our loved ones that have passed. We have the good hope of seeing our loved ones that have passed. My pop passed a few months back, but I know I'll see him again. I know where he's at. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Oddest thing that I ever experienced in my life is when I done my daddy's funeral, because I couldn't cry. I just never cried, not one. And there was nothing wrong with crying. I expected to cry horribly, but I didn't. And it was such a different thing. And the reason what was so different about it is I knew exactly where he's at. I know he went through all of that suffering from dialysis and all that pain and all those years that he went through all of that. And then to think, when they was getting ready to bury him, I thought, my goodness, he's better than ever. He's better than ever. And right now he's with the Lord. He don't have to have that dialysis. He don't have no sickness. He don't have no pain. He don't have no sorrow. We talk about death in a derogatory way a lot of times, but I'm telling you, death is a wonderful thing for God's people, especially if they're sick. God takes these people home. Sometimes he'll do that. He'll just take them on home. And that's what that was so odd. I never had so much peace in my life as I was down at that old funeral home. Or not funeral home, but the memorial garden. I just had all the peace in the world. I know God had it, and I knew where he was at, and I knew I'd see him again. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have? And that's the greatest thing you can leave behind for somebody that's lost. It's the greatest thing you can leave behind. If any you have family members that are lost, and they can come and they can hear and they can see and what salvation is, that's what you want more than anything else. We have the good hope of heaven. We have the good hope of seeing Jesus. We have the good hope of seeing our loved ones. That's definitely going to happen in the Lord's time. And we have the good hope of going to get a new body. We're going to get a new body. You know what I look forward to the best about getting that new body, don't you? You know what the main thing I look forward to? Not sinning. I'm born again, and I've trusted Christ as my Savior, but I still sin. Now, if you say you don't sin, I hate to say this, but the Scripture says you are a liar and the truth's not in you. That's what it says. You do sin. You have evil thoughts. Don't you hate having evil thoughts? You have evil thoughts, and you still sin. But one of these days, I'm going to get a new body, and it's going to be sin-proof. It's going to be sin. I won't never sin. And it'll also be sick-proof, and it'll be death-proof. Won't that be a pretty good body to be walking around in? That'd be a wonderful thing, won't it? So we have the good hope of heaven, the good hope of seeing Jesus. We have the good hope of seeing our loved ones, and we also have the good hope of a new body. And we rejoice in that hope. All right, number two, the next part of our message here. It's just one verse, Romans 12:12. We rejoice in hope. That was the first one. The second one is patient in tribulations. In the Scripture says, in this world we'll have tribulations. That's exactly what the Scripture says. In this world we will have what? tribulations. And tribulations takes a multitude of different kinds of forms. Sickness, death, hardships, loss of job, all these different kinds of things. But here it says we are to be patient in tribulations. Patience in tribulations. And God gives us patience to hold up under things. Y'all think? He'll give you grace, is what the old timers, he'll give you grace to hold up under things. He will. He'll give you, we like to say, he'll give us grace for what we face. And he does. He does, and he always will. So that's why we're patient in tribulation, is because that God gives us grace to hold up. Grace to hold up. He goes on to say here in this second, which is B, Jesus said, in this world we'll have tribulations, but be of good comfort. He said, I've overcome the world. And Jesus has. He's conquered the world. He's conquered sin. He's conquered death. And he's conquered hell. And he did that for us so that we could have eternal life with him forever. Think about it. And we die. If we die, we go to be with Jesus. Jesus comes, we go to be with Jesus. So we are patient in tribulations. And we draw strength from the Scriptures. Philippians 4 and verse 13 is a text we all know, but I'm going to go ahead and turn it anyhow. Philippians 4 and the verse 13. I love the text. I love the book of Philippians, one of my favorite verses. Notice what it says here. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can do what? Didn't say I can do some things. It says I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Can God strengthen you? Can God strengthen you? You can be down and discouraged, and God can strengthen you with grace and strength. You can be sick and hurting, and God can give you grace for what you're going through. It's important that we go to him in those types of times. So we rejoice in hope, and we are patient in tribulations. And like we said, tribulations takes many, many appearances. Okay? All right. Let me flip the page over here, and then we'll start to stop. The third part of this message today, Romans 12:12. Let me go back and read it to you again. I want you to have it good and in your mind. Romans 12 and the verse 12, it says, verse 12, rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in what? In our hope. The hopes that we have in Christ Jesus are confident expectations, okay? Patient in tribulation. So we will face tribulation at different times. But God will give us grace to hold up under it. He'll give us the grace to be able to handle it. That's why I used that illustration of my dad and that funeral of his. It was a wonderful thing to experience the strength that I was so tuned in to where he was at and how he felt and how he wasn't suffering anymore. I had no tears. And there's nothing wrong with having tears either. But I just experienced that from the Lord. And it was a wonderful thing. All right. Now the last one we have, and remember, it's just one little verse. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, and continuing instant in prayer. And the idea of continuing instant is to persevere in prayer. To persevere in prayer. Don't ever stop praying. Don't ever stop praying. Prayer is what keeps you up. That's how you call upon the name of the Lord, but it's also how you get help. Help in time of need. And sometimes we need help, and God will help you. It's a wonderful thing. So we have to continue instant in prayer. Never stop praying. Never stop praying. Prayer lifts you up. And if you ever stop praying, what's going to happen is you'll lose strength, and you won't be what you should be spiritually. It's something you have to continue to do. That's why it says continuing instant in prayer. Don't ever stop. Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians, and I'll close. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And here's the verse that I quoted and talked about, and it's one of my favorite texts. It's our radio broadcast, like I said. Now, our 2 Thessalonians 2 and the verse 16. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us. Does the Lord love us? Yeah, what's the evidence of the Lord's love? Well, it's the sending of his son to Calvary for you. I ain't worth that, but that's what he did. He hath loved us, and he's given us everlasting consolation, and that's everlasting comfort. Everlasting comfort. And that's the idea of consolation. And here's the name of our radio broadcast, and Good Hope Through Grace. Well, beloved, I hope the Lord blessed you with this little message this evening. And I pray that you will rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and to continue instant in prayer. Thank you so much for listening.